People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. And I don't mean not real in one of those Peter Pan, it's real if you believe it is, clap your hands type situations. This is just plain fake. But as an aside, when one of the two female leads in your story needs to turn to the approval of a predominantly male audience and their applause to continue being alive, you've got bigger problems on your hands than pirates and alligators. J.M. Barry, ya cancelled. Now, whether you're just settling into the bath with a glass of white wine handy, or whether you're in position in the alleyway right behind the main vault, where you're going to cut the line to the alarm only when Shakes gives the signal from the water tower, you've got an hour to kill, and I've got about 8 minutes of solid entertainment stretched to the breaking point. Ready to be transported and inspired? Boy, did you choose wrong. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Oh, shit. You sort of grab your microphone. You grab your microphone.
Yeah, I'll take the microphones. Here, you get back in the sack.
No, I don't want to get in the sack. Look, I lost track of time. We don't have as much time to get the episode ready as
fine.
As we normally.
I'll shrink you down and put you in my hat.
We don't want to be late. People on Earth count on this podcast.
What?
That cannot be true.
Fuck. Arnie, did you say you lost track of time?
Yeah.
Buddy, time is money. We're broke.
I know.
No, we're ruined.
Look, we can't, let's not make this a walking episode, please. Can we just go find a place to get into?
Fine. Right up this dirt path here, there's a small hamlet. Let's just walk up there. Surely they have some sort of inn that we can place ourselves in.
Oh, shit. I started recording. This is such a terrible open. I don't want to have to edit this.
This sucks.
Just edit it out. Why can't you edit it?
There's work. The Husky Husky.
What about this place? The horse what fell in the mud urban eatery?
Huh. Ooh, that sounds very fancy. Let's go in there.
I could be tempted.
Yeah, let's go in.
Okay, push open these saloon doors and yikes.
Oh, maybe. Wow. Maybe if no one sees us, maybe we can just head right back.
Hi! Out. Welcome to the Horse What Fell in the Mud Urban Eatery. I'm Stavros. I'll be your barkeep. Come on, saddle up.
Hey.
Hop on a stool.
Okay. My back.
Good day to the proprietor of this establishment. Wouldst thou seat us at some table more becoming than the ones we see here?
Yeah, I don't want to sit at the stool because, Arnie, the stool is actually a piece of shit. It's stool. This sucks.
Yeah, that's. I'm sorry about that. We have rats. Let me just.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That's good as new, really. I mean, I can put you in a booth, but you're going to be a lot farther away from the bar. I'll have to walk.
Guys, he wiped that shit away with his bare hands. With his bare hands.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll have to walk?
I'll have to walk from the kitchen to... You know what? It's fine.
I think we can live with that.
Okay. Right over here. Here's a nice setup for you.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome to the Horse What Fell in the Mud Urban Eatery. Can I interest you, gentlemen, in some mutton or a hunk of cheese? Or an old piece of bread, hard as a rock.
Please, less specifics. Okay, do you have any specials?
Yes, right now we have a pint of grog with just a little bit of dirt in it. And that is, that's half off because it's a happy hour.
Oh. I think I'll go for the grog.
With a little bit of dirt in it.
I don't know if you do special orders. Can I do mine without the dirt?
It's already in there.
Oh.
It's just in it, so it's hard because it's little particles. I'll see if they'll do it.
I don't mind asking. Oh, thank you. I'll take the grog with a little bit of dirt in it because I suspect whatever the other options are, they're worse.
Well, you'd be surprised. There is a small beer. Do you know what that is?
Well,
it's not. It's small in size. It means beer, but with lots of water so that it's... Just minimally alcoholic.
You know what? I'll have one of those, but could I have it without the water?
That would just be a beer.
Okay.
And that's not on our menu. So there's grog with a little bit of dirt in it or the small beer.
Stavros, my man, let's see here. Can I get... Ooh, do you have egg grog? I know it's kind of seasonal.
Oh, we usually only have that during the festival of the Yule.
Okay.
When the children are punished for their crimes that they've committed throughout the year. Mm-hmm. And their children confess. They confess their crimes.
Have we ever told you about the Festival of Yule, Ani?
No.
It's
I've heard
of
some of the other winter solstice holidays, but this right. one's new for me.
Yes. It's called the Festival of Yule because when the children admit to their crimes, you shake your fist at them and go, "You'll get you."
And when it's over, the kids go, "Yule's out forever." But it's usually just a year.
They're always very happy when it's over.
Oh, sure.
Because there's a lot of admonishing, a lot of just yelling in kids' faces.
Mm-hmm. Although, also in some ways, I bet it's cathartic. Those kids, they're just glad to get those things off their chest.
No, no religion at all, Ernie.
I'm going to get you those. That was a grog with dirt in it and yes, one small beer coming right. Oh, you're not going to have anything, sir?
Oh, yeah. If you don't have egg grog, could I get three small beers in a larger pint?
Three small beers.
Did I fucking stutter? I'm so sorry.
Whoa.
Stavros, I'm so sorry. It's happy hour. Did I fucking stutter? Did I fucking stutter? I'm smiling. It's happy hour.
Chunt, you can't get us kicked out of this place. We already started the episode.
Well, when you made it nice at the end, you turned it around for me. I'll be right back.
Fucking get it together, Chunt, Usador. All right, we got
what? What
we
I
gotta
do?
Make this. Okay, wait. Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need
get
to know.
Get your elbow out of my face.
I'm trying to get this thing going, okay? If I start to not say the exact words, my brain can't get back on the rails of it.
And I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak. The dwarves know me as Zodanin Hugstengjes, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar, where soon we shall arrive, in that great court of the Belleroth, where we shall attempt to restore order once again to Foon. Yes, on the road we travel to the northeast.
My brain can't get back on the track of it. Wow, Arnie, the most poetic fucking thing you've ever said. My brain can't get back on the track of it.
Okay, here we go. We got a small beer. We got a grog with a little bit of dirt in it. And they told me they couldn't put a bunch of small beers into a bigger container because we're low on glasses. So I just got you four small beers and charged you for all of them. Mm. I also felt like there was some tension earlier, so I went ahead and got you guys a buyback. Here is some of that really hard bread I described earlier.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Now, I am sorry that it has some nibbles out of it. There are some very large rats in the basement. Very large rats.
Are they of usual size?
They are of unusual size. I'd go down there and take care of them myself, but my sword hand isn't what it used to be.
Oh,
it's a hook.
Yes, yeah, missing. You're missing.
You
the
see,
sword
I have a hook instead of a hand.
That would be bad with swords.
Oh, I'd be willing to pay good coin for a group of three stalwarts who would go down into the cellar and take care of those large rats. Of course, they say that this tavern was built on an old set of catacombs, but that's surely just a legend.
Yeah, we're kind of busy.
Why does this guy talk like he's under fucking oath?
Arnie, Chunt, do you not hear the winds of destiny blowing to this very set of boxes that we're sitting on in the shape of a booth? We are meant to go into these catacombs, defeat these rats, and discover whatever secrets may be there that would help us in our quest to defeat all forms of evil.
Usador, you get distracted by every fucking side quest that comes our way. We can't do everything people need done, all right? Stavros, that sounds great. I wish we could help
you. One gold coin apiece for three heroes that would plumb the depths of my cellar, where I also have the beer hooked up.
Can we think about it? Can we maybe think about it?
Would that Sure. Holler if you need me. I'll be right back.
Guys, we lost track of time, which means we have no money because time is money, so we're broke. How are we going to pay for these tiny beers? We have to take this side quest.
Are you asking how you might pay for something?
Oh, fucking Stavros. You didn't go anywhere, my man.
Caravan to Bloodwater Creek is always looking for guards. The trails between here and Bloodwater are wicked with all manner of goblins and orcs. Vicious bandits who stick their victims' heads on bloody spikes in the forest to warn other travelers away. But the caravan pays well, and I hear that Bloodwater Creek has good restaurants.
Arnie. Bloodwater Creek, we must take on this quest. Oh, this simple quest that is beside our own quest shall be the one to give us the things we need to complete our ultimate final goal.
Can I ask, Stavros, what direction from here is Bloodwater Creek?
It lies to the north, across the forest of lightless cries.
Oh, across the whole forest?
In fact, the trail goes right through the standing stones that some say were left by the first men, the Shining Men.
Oh. Arnie, have we ever told you about the Shining Men?
No.
They could read your mind, but their dad was kind of a fucking asshole.
So legends are like, let me tell you the legend of the first men, and also their dad.
Their dad is part of it. He's not wrong. It's a huge, and it's kind of a religious thing. So it's, you know.
Oh, I don't mean to make it.
It's just a little weird to kind of joke about it.
Yeah, Arnie, don't overlook the dad. Now, Bloodwater Creek, that's the, it's a real thick creek, right?
Oh, the thickest. For of course it is filled to brimming with ravenous piranha.
Would you say that Bloodwater Creek is thicker than Waterwater Creek?
I would. Have you been to Waterwater Creek?
Have you heard yourself pronounce piranha? We can play this game
piranha.
All day. This is so weird. Piranha.
Yes, Bloodwater is named for its tendency to rip travelers asunder. Of course, the bridge is in pretty good condition, and the caravan isn't too heavy. What do you guys have to eat?
I guess hunk of cheese, mutton, and an old bread. Well, I guess you already brought us the bread, so hunk
another
of cheese.
Another bread, and got it? And a hunk of cheese. And you know, once cheese. People try the really hard bread, they're like, can we have another one of those? And I'm always like, of course you can. It's no problem. So hunk of cheese, bread, and
Scratch the mutton. Do you have big old turkey legs?
We do have big old turkey legs. Yeah, we just added them.
Ooh, I'll take one of those because I like to walk around just chomping on it.
Okay.
I was looking at the menu here on the table, and I always like to get the weirdest thing on the menu, the most daring thing. I'm going to have the Niçoise salad.
Okay. So we are out of Niçoise salad right now.
Ooh.
Because the caravan to Bloodwater Creek hasn't returned in 4 days. It was due back yesterday, and they carry all of our niçoise.
Oh, Arnie, don't you see we are destined to take this quest?
But, Jusador, I get it. If you're really invested in the niçoise salad, then I can see why you're like, well, I gotta go do this side quest to get this salad. But also, maybe we just don't need that salad.
Fine, fine. I'll have a hunk of cheese.
Hunk of cheese, turkey leg, mutton, more bread, and I think I heard another hunk of mutton in there coming right up. I'll be right back.
And get something for yourself.
Really?
Yeah. Get yourself something.
I am so hungry. Thank you. Okay.
Are we paying for
that?
Us?
Yeah. Is he going to charge?
Guys, we don't have any money. We can order whatever we want. Ooh. We're liberated by the lack of funds.
Ah, but I have thought ahead, for I have been side questing the entire time before we arrived here. I've collected 120 feathers, 65 stars.
That reminds me.
Whoa, he was just came out of nowhere.
I was under the table.
Oh.
A traveler came in a couple nights ago wearing a feathered cloak. He dropped this ring on the bar with strange writing on it.
May I examine it?
You may.
I'm not sure why he thinks we want to know these things.
He told me to keep it secret. He told me to keep it safe.
Let's get your hook out of the table, huh? When you slammed down the ring, it kind of got caught there.
Yeah, just get it loose. Can you
pull? I think we have to, just
pull that a little bit.
You have to push. You have to push, and there we go.
Okay.
So what you're telling us is you're not a good secret keeper.
He told me to keep it secret until I came upon three adventurers. Three adventurers who could sally this ring forth to its ultimate destination. And then he died of a knife wound in the back. I never got his name.
Wait, that's us, Arnie. We must take the ring to its ultimate destination.
Maybe. Why did they say what the ultimate destination was? Immediately. What was the destination?
He never said. He died before he got a chance to speak it.
Oh, Arnie, a mystery and a quest.
I mean, it just seems like a why would we do that, right? Like,
I loved him.
Oh.
You loved Tim?
No, I loved the man who died from the knife wound in the back. Yes.
Oh, you loved this man who might have been named Tim. You just don't know his name.
No idea of his name.
But there was just something about him.
Order up.
I suppose it was love at first sight.
Yeah.
Guys, hold on. Why did he yell order up? That's something.
That's how we do things here. The waiters and the cooks yell
it. Thank you, Stavros. Did you guys also notice? He always says he'll be right back. And he never leaves. He's standing right. He's inches from us right now.
Yeah, and I haven't seen anyone else in here yet. So he may be back there somehow making it.
Business is slow right now.
Right. Right, right.
People don't like how hard the bread is. Also, the old barrows on the edge of town, they've been causing trouble. Wails and shrieks have been heard emanating from the barrows at night.
Ghosts.
Many have gone to investigate and have not returned. There's said to be treasure in those barrows.
Fun.
And all of my usual customers went.
Uh-huh.
Because we have some regulars.
Uh-huh. Sure.
One night they all got drunk on the small beer.
Uh-huh.
And then they were like, let's go to the barrows. I was like, don't go. Yeah. It's filled with whites.
Sure. Must have taken a while for them to get drunk or else they're very tiny. Listen, Stavros, you've spoken only in quests and adventures. What's your deal? I mean, your whole personality can't be doling out adventures, right? Do you have hopes and dreams? Do you have a family? Do you have...
So nice of you to ask me about myself. People think, oh, this person just is, you know, delivers mutton and cheese. Here it is, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Where did he come from? They never ask
me about me. Well, I can tell you a little bit about myself.
He's about to launch into another adventure.
If we could somehow find a way across the border.
Motherfuck.
To my home in the Duchy of Marduk.
I'm not that invested in this name.
They say I was left as a baby child on the doorsteps of the monastery here in town. I never knew my father or mother. Mm-hmm. All I know is that I have this mark.
What? Wow. Whoa. So you were born in the duchy? We passed that coming in.
What does it mean, wizard? And why? Why can I hear wicked thoughts?
It is a mark of darkness, but you may be of a royal line, and they may have cast you out for this very purpose, for they fear the dark mark upon thee.
Well, then we can wait no longer. Come, grab your weapons. Follow me out the door. What? Here we go.
Yes.
We must
let
be
us go.
What? Let's go.
What?
And I shall put this other side quest on pause by swallowing this ring.
He yelled, let's go, and then stood exactly where he's at. He's not moving anywhere.
Hi, guys. Right here.
Come on, let's go. I'm ready. Off we are.
Off we go. We have our weapons and go.
Prepare to face the wrath of Usidor.
Yes, Usidor. Use your magic to bring me my throne.
You know what I think? I think you can't leave this tavern. I think you can't leave the horse what fell in the mud urban eatery. Either you're a ghost or you're that mark is some sort of curse. But whatever's going on, you've been putting on a hard sell to send us on any adventure. Don't you want us to finish our food and pay?
Would a ghost be able to do this?
You're hitting yourself. Stop it. Stop hitting yourself.
Would a ghost be able to, would a ghost even do that?
That is a good question.
That's a good question. Probably
can
not.
A ghost hit themselves?
Can I ask you guys another question?
Sure.
Do you believe in ghosts?
You know, I believe that there's some sort of energy, but I don't believe that ghosts are like the outline of it. You know what? My dad's a ghost. I do.
You know what? I've seen a lot of weird, hard to explain things, including ghosts, but I still consider myself a skeptic. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a Scully.
Well, I believe that ghosts are the prisoners of Karnak, the death god, who has chained each of our souls, and the only key can be found in the heart of our one true love. So that's sort of a specific belief that I have.
Yeah, that's very specific.
Can I sit down with you guys?
I guess it's better than you hovering over us.
Where were we? Oh, yes, the tremors outside of town.
Could you take your arm from out around me?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yes, there were strange earth tremors on the edge of town a few nights ago.
You can just say tremors.
Earth tremors.
No, just tremors.
Soil perambulations.
Is he reading from some page of a book that I can't see?
I have
see?
A book of all of these.
Also, Chun, I've never known someone that is so invested in words and yet also dislikes most of them.
Hey, I know words. I just don't like show-offs, okay? I know all kinds of words. Prestidigitation, loquacious, bonification, top dog, sex.
When the crevasse opened. They thought for sure the waters of Bloodwater Creek would spill in and the piranha would fill the crevasse. But in fact, they saw steps leading down into the lightless depths. How's everything tasting over here?
I mean, I haven't had a chance to eat because you've been on top of us.
All right. Here's your crown. Here are two treasure chests.
Yes.
I traded in these feathers for 12 apples, which I gave to the old widow, and she gave me a pie, which I fed to a bird, which flew towards the sky for me and brought back a piece of a cloud, which I gave to a mage who gave me this scroll. Also, I shit out that ring.
Oh, we need that. That
oh,
was
no.
given to me. That someone who trusted me gave me the ring.
That he loves, really.
Thank you for the crown, but the ring was, that was the real important thing.
Oh, I didn't finish what I was saying. I shat it into a volcano.
All right, let's write off the ring. I'm going to cross that one out of the book.
I know the volcano is what did it, but honestly, for me, as soon as you said he shat it out, I was like, that ring is gone for me. It might as well not exist anymore.
You can pull a ring out of shit and it's fine. It's gold.
You seem to have no problem with touching shit.
There's some shit right over here. Let's go through it. Here, two more rings. What do you want to do with these?
I'll take one.
There you go. Can I have the other one?
Yeah, of course.
Let's wear them.
Now we have nice rings we wouldn't have had if we hadn't dug through shit.
That's right. We'll be like ring friends. What do you think about that?
See, Arnie? Look here.
Yeah, I don't need it so close to my face.
What is that, a piece of wood?
Wait, you just found a piece of wood and a piece of shit, and you're like, I don't know, I'm keeping this piece of wood.
Oh, there's a tiny scroll in this one. Oh, there's another quest on here.
Well, read it.
Okay. Yeah. Over the ravine of Terrahorth, there is a giant vulture who's been stealing candy and money from the local villagers.
Yeah.
If you defeat the vulture, the candy and money are thine.
I forgot I found that.
Oh, that's one of yours.
Would you guys want to do that, by the way? The stop the vulture?
I'm going to go fuck up that vulture. Prepare to die, vulture.
Yes, I would help you, but my sword hand isn't what it used to be.
Yeah, it's true. Stavros, what did happen? How did you lose your hand?
Some guys came in to the bar, and I wouldn't leave their table. Kept kind of asking them to run errands for me. One thing led to another. I'm missing a hand.
Yeah.
They were heavily armed, and they were not. They knew how to hurt me.
So you're saying they were heavily armed, like they had a lot of other people's arms, and they cut
off
your hand.
They had a lot of hands and arms that they'd stolen from people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now they have mine.
Heavy-handed, heavy-armed. Well, Stavros, I'm very sorry to hear. Have you tried to learn how to hold the sword in your other hand?
I have tried to go with kind of a left-handed sword skill. I try to learn it that way, and no, it's not working. And I actually ended up cutting off someone else's hand.
Oh, whoops! Classic. And you know, also Stavros, I guess if that's not working, you know, a hook is kind of a bad sword.
Well, yeah, I mean, it just doesn't have the reach that you need, you know, because when I'm like dealing with, say, giant vultures,
yeah,
I like to stay back.
Have you thought about straightening out the hook? Nobody ever does that. You should be the first. You're a trendsetter, my man. Straighten out that hook.
Like a, just a little pointer?
Yeah. Would you rather have people say, look at that fucking guy with the hook hand? Or would you rather have people say, what the fuck's going on there?
Brilliant. Help me do it. I could be Stavros Spike.
Okay, let's, let me, it's hard to get a grip on this.
I think I have some pliers here somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's better. Oh,
I totally forgot that you had said your name is Stavros Hook.
Right.
There you go. There you go.
There it is. And look, I can pick up the bread or the cheese. That's fun. That helps in both, that's a good weapon, but also for serving.
It makes me wonder, what is the point of a hook hand anyway?
It's because you've lost your hand, so you need something to help you.
Something and sharp.
Open doors.
Scare children on the Yule Festival.
Yeah.
Because I'll just, like, I would wave it at them. The spike will work, too, though. Kids are afraid of spikes. I'm going to level with you guys.
Yeah?
I'm a spy for Her Highness the Queen.
That's redundant.
She's left me this letter to her lover, Lord Buckinghorn.
Okay.
I need to get this letter across the border, but of course, the cardinal will have many spies and cutthroats looking to intercept it. I need some young cavaliers who are brave enough to do Her Highness a great service.
Okay, so this letter from the Queen is in the exact same handwriting as the other letter.
It does look very similar.
I don't see it. What do you mean?
That's kind of this left-handed scrawl scribble, if you will.
Yeah, a couple hook marks in the paper.
Ah, I have returned. I have killed the vulture, and though I did not find its treasure or its candy, I did bring these eggs.
Ooh, you guys want some vulture eggs?
I mean, if you cook them up, I'll eat them.
Well, you know what? I like them raw. Check out the spike is perfect for this. Watch here. Right, like that.
Oh.
And you just drink the yolk. Oh, yeah, that's good.
What just keeps coming? It just keeps coming. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with more adventures. Stop drinking the yolk.
I'm impressed he got the yolk without the white.
Well, I'm back from the basement, and it turns out it was just two rats standing on their hind legs. So, not really huge rats. They were just standing upright.
Thank
puffing out,
God
puffing out their chests.
You didn't accidentally stumble through the trap door that leads down to the purported catacombs.
Does anyone in town have theories about what is in those catacombs?
There are many theories. Here, let me check my notes. They say that there is a power source encased in a strange crystal. And if the crystal is shattered, that power source will cover the land and burn the souls of the true and the just and the valorous.
Oh, no.
What do you think of that?
What makes a crystal strange?
Is it like a scintillating hue?
Also, the fact that it burns souls, that seems not like most crystals do that.
Okay.
It doesn't know what to say at a party.
It's not strange.
We should probably avoid that crystal, right? Because if we went down there to get that crystal, we might accidentally burn the souls of the righteous. Am I getting that right?
Not even definitely there. I mean, it's just a rumored catacomb.
Where do you get these rumors?
I hear them from town folk that come in. A lot of travelers moving in and out of here all the time, just like you fellas.
Sure. Hey, Arnie, Usador.
Yeah.
I didn't go down to the basement. I took a lap around town, and every building in this town is just it's a facade. It's just a big, wide piece of wood with a painted door on it and a sign. This is the only real place. I think this guy built this fucking town.
Oh, no. World building. We don't like that kind of thing around here.
We don't like world building.
Uh-huh. Just talking on my old speaking stone to one of my many friends here in town.
Mm-hmm. That's a regular rock. I bet my life that's a regular fucking rock.
You don't say. Huh. Well, I can't believe this is happening. It's so
It's so wild. You gentlemen clearly would not be interested in what I just heard. I'll talk to some other travelers about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Clearly.
Yeah, I'm not interested.
Above your pay grade, you
might
say.
We will respect your privacy on this one.
I mean, I shouldn't talk about it at all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Then don't.
The Rebel Alliance is looking for an old hermit by the name of Ken Watanabe.
Oh.
They say he was one of the star knights of the old Commonwealth before the Empire took over.
I'm very into this.
They say he can teach young men like yourself how to use the power to become star knights. Now, I have the hermit's exact address right here, but you guys aren't interested.
I feel like I'm interested in the middle of this adventure, but the beginning and end, I could care less.
Arnie, Chunt, we clearly have to do this, and we all have to become Star Knights. It's so obvious that destiny has come calling for us. Don't you see? Chunt, if what you're saying is true, and this is all made up, then my will-they-won't-they relationship with the old widow I met in town makes me look like a fool.
Well, I'm sorry to burst your bubble. When we came into town, I should have guessed there's a sign that said, "Population, all my close friends." What is that? That should have tipped us off.
Help me, Chunt. You're my only hope.
Okay. Oh, why are you crouched down? Please, stand up or sit back down.
Okay.
Yeah, if I'm your only hope, and that's a sad predicament, I'm willing to help once I finish my tiny beers and my food.
How's everything tasting, by the way?
Oh, still really haven't good. Had a chance to
Thank
eat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
How do you say that like that?
Can I get you guys anything else?
No, I think we're going to finish our meal, and then we're definitely going to do that quest. So we'll be
You're
back.
You're going to find the old hermit, Ken Watanabe.
That's right. And then we'll be back in maybe 6 months' time. So.
They say he himself was a Star Knight, but then the Star Knight Order was exterminated long ago.
Oh, no. What a tragic story that probably isn't that interesting.
It's very interesting. There have been many volumes written on the history of the Star Knights of the Old Commonwealth and their battle against the Empire. It's been chronicled in at least, I think, 9 tapestries now.
How have I never heard of this entire Commonwealth?
You've never seen any of these tapestries?
I don't believe so, no.
They're very popular. In my house, we had like 2 of them hanging up.
Oh.
Oh, great. Usador, are you one of those people that's like, I don't even have a tapestry in my house?
I love tapestries and all manner of the arts. For you all know, my favorite play of all time, of course, is Automaton Constable.
So, Stavros, this is great. So we're getting to know more about you. So growing up, you had 2 of these in your house. Tell us about your house. What did it look like? Was it a ranch style or a blue cheese? Was it?
I lived alone.
Oh, so who raised you?
I raised myself. I was a feral child. You'll recall I was left
as a baby child, right?
On the steps of the monastery.
That's right.
Well, the monks took one look at me and said, "Nah, not interested."
Really?
Well, maybe the monks were hermits. Maybe the monks didn't like to go outside, and they were very fastidious. And
maybe they were assholes.
OCD. Okay.
Yeah. But regardless, I was left to my own devices. Alone in an empty house,
sure,
with no one to play with.
Stavros, can you excuse us for 1 second? Chunt Usador, yeah. I have a theory.
Yes?
At first I thought maybe he was just working on commission for these side quests, but now I think I know what's going on. He was a feral child. I think he was just raised by books. Like, the only way he knows how to engage with people is via plot.
Oh.
A dragon. Yes, a dragon. It's taken up residence in a cave not more than a mile from here. It sleeps all day, a deep sleep from which it will not awake, on top of a pile of gold, jewels, and precious gems. Many people from town have walked in. Middle of the day, the dragon doesn't move. They grab all the jewels they want, bring them out of the cave. Now that is something anyone could do.
Come on, Arnie, let's go on that quest, please. It's so easy.
It's free money.
I don't want to go see a dead dragon.
It's sleeping, and I can help you turn your gold into cash when you come back.
Huh. Come on, Arnie, how can we pass on this chunt? We must take up arms and go and defeat this sleeping dragon by stealing its treasure.
If this guy was raised by books, if he's some sort of cabal guy, then there is no dragon, right?
There is a dragon, but it only sleeps between the hours of 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. If you go at another time, it will burn your flesh with its fiery breath.
Isn't it crazy how people probably always go with, like, they don't go in the middle of that window of time.
Right.
They probably go, like, a half hour before the end. But, like, we can knock this out in a half an hour. But
we have so many people that show up at the cave at 4:45. And I say, the dragon is 15 minutes. You're going to go in 15 minutes. The dragon's going to wake up and burn your flesh with its fiery breath. And they're like, oh, we're sorry. You know, our dinner took longer than we thought. And I'm like, okay. And then they go in. And what do you think happens to them, Usador, Chunt, and Arnie? What do you think happens to them?
I mean, the thing I relate to most was my dinner took longer than I thought, because that's, you know, I can relate to that.
They usually eat here first.
Yeah, that seems right.
And they're probably fine. Just get burned up, and then they come back to life.
They do get burned up. That would be correct. They die.
Right. I can come back to life. Other people can't. I always forget that.
You can resurrect yourself?
Yeah, I'm a wizard.
Can you resurrect other people?
Yes, it's a dark art, and I do not mess with such dark forces, except to make Chunt's new cat pet that he
has here.
Let him
out of the bag. Let him out of the bag. Seance, come here.
Let the cat out of the bag.
Oh, there he is. Seance. Hey, buddy.
It's kind of a ghost cat that I made.
It's cute.
Yeah, it's cute, right?
Thank you.
Look at it wag its head.
Can I touch it?
With your left hand.
Yeah. You're a cutie. You're a little cutie.
Oh, maybe he just needs a pet.
Yeah.
You're a little sweetie boy, aren't you?
Do you have any pets, Stavros?
No. No, they don't let pets here in the restaurant. Let me get your check.
Who's they?
Yeah, it seems like he's calling all the shots here.
Health department.
There's shit everywhere.
The health priests.
Arnie, I think I know what we have to do. If he was raised by books, what we have to do is play into that. What's your favorite book on earth? Let's recite that to him as if it's a quest for him. He'll go off and do that. He won't have read the book because it's an earth book. And then we can be rid of this fucking guy, stiff him on the bill and get the fuck out of here.
Are these anthropomorphic books that are like alive and like talking to him? Or are we just saying he read a lot of books?
I think he read a lot of books, but it also could be literal, because that sort of thing seems to also happen.
Yeah, most books are literal. It's a literary art. Hey,
here's your bill. I'd love to just go ahead and settle up with you guys, because my shift is over in like 5 minutes. So I'm going to go do my side work and get out of here.
Well, I have an extra vulture's egg. Will that cover it?
Oh, I thought that was just kind of, you know, we were just kind of sharing a snack.
As ring buddies?
Yeah, exactly. Ring buddies always share yolk.
Yeah, you're right. You got me there. Yeah, I'll find some money. Don't worry.
Guys, I forgot we don't have any money.
I'm sure I've got some money here.
Did you say you don't have any money?
Not at the moment, it appears. I
see where this is going, and I'm not giving him seance. I'm sorry.
Sweetie little baby.
I just got
him. Seance.
I just got him.
Oh! Seance grabbed my nose.
Oh, thank you. I must have something here.
Sweetie little cat. If only I had someone like this in my life. I wasn't so alone. Only talking to you, of course, Seance, not to the other gentleman.
Arnie, Usador, fine. We'll kill him. I know he said no more killing, but I'm willing to make an exception.
Chad, why are you so attached to this cat that you just got last week?
I miss Eggy Baby, okay? I miss having a little companion. I mean, you guys are so big. You forget what it's like to be low to the ground, to be a badger, to be an animal, right?
Yeah.
It's nice to bond with another animal.
That's right. I heard everything. I've never moved the entire time you've been here.
We noticed.
I just thought
ring
caring.
Buddies stick together through thick and thin.
That's right.
That's why Usador is staying here in town with me.
What?
We're going to be ring buddies, hanging out together, having fun times. Ooh, we should get, like, a tapestry of, like, all of our favorite characters. Like, all of the Knights of the Old Commonwealth. We could put that right above our billiards table.
Oh, that sounds really fun. I'd love to have a billiards table. Was this what I was meant to do all along? And not defeat the Dark Lord, but to come here and live with Stavros?
We could go on all kinds of fun quests together. Or, you know, I could send you on them.
Wait, hold on a second. Usidor, what was that last thing you said?
Was I always meant to come here and live with Stavros?
No, I mean, what did you say after that?
I could send you on all kinds of fun quests.
No, I'm sorry, Stav. I'm so sorry. I could have been more clear. I wasn't talking to you. Usidor, what did you said?
Oh, I said, fine, we'll do it. No. We'll kill Stavros.
No, I clearly, look, I'm looking straight at Usidor.
I heard everything you said. Yeah. I haven't moved.
Yeah, I have no idea. You think I remember the things I say?
Something you said gave me an idea and made me think of something.
Well, okay, just say that.
You just say that.
Why are we backtracking?
Only there was a way to record our speech so that we could later have an exact record of what we have said, but magic has not developed such a device.
Usidor, you said, is that your purpose instead of defeating the Dark Lord?
Right.
I feel like you have a story to tell Stavros.
You're really trying to walk me up to something, and I'm just not seeing it. Honestly, I just don't. No, I have no idea.
I'm just saying, look, Stavros.
Yeah.
There's a big thing going on. I don't know if you know this. The Dark Lord has taken over most of Foon.
I haven't. No one has. You haven't mentioned it.
No one has told you about, like, literally, like, 80% of Foon has been taken over by the Dark Lord.
He has the whole Star Commonwealth to worry about.
Been pretty busy with the caravan to Bloodwater Creek and the traveler with the ring. That's been kind of taking up, just in this community, a lot of our, I would say, emotional labor has been invested in that. So haven't really heard about a Dark Lord.
Not even heard of the Dark Lord?
Is that like from the Empire of the Old Commonwealth?
No, although I guess it does sound like it would be a part of that. Now
they could be connected. Look into it.
I'm just saying, like, we've got an exciting, enticing quest that we're on currently to defeat the Dark Lord.
Now, what's that now?
We have to defeat the Dark Lord. Also, the Dark Lord is trying to get me because I have a magical artifact in my head.
Yeah, he could be the most important person in this universe.
Yeah.
What is this?
I know, right?
It is all true, Stavros. There is the greatest quest that has ever been undertaken. I, the great wizard Usidor, was brought into this world by a conspiracy of birds and rain and wind and fire that demanded there be a champion who would find the perfect crew, including Arnie, a man from another world.
I'm from another world. I didn't even mention that. I'm from a whole nother world.
And Chunt, the shapeshifter, who's capable of taking any form at all, and... amongst our ranks, may I count you, Stavros, with your pointed hand, able to stab anything that doth come betwixt you and the forces of goodness?
Guys, he's writing this all down.
I'd love to, but I just don't know if I'd have time.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I get it.
Wow. I'm kept very busy here with all the customers.
Mm-hmm. And the barrels. Afraid. The barrels
and
the town.
I'm afraid. And
look, he's inching away from the table.
I have to make sure other people find out about the quests. Mm-hmm. Lots of people want to do them, and they count on me to know about them. Oh. Okay, so
why, right. He's picking up his rock like he's getting a message.
What's that? Oh no, I'm not busy. I can talk to you right now instead of these guys. Yep, don't mind talking to you instead.
That's a plain rock, I swear.
It's not.
I'm going to take off my ring and just leave it here on the table.
Yeah.
Because I've already sworn to protect Arnie at all costs. And that means Ian turning my back
on my ring buddy. No, I don't even care about ring buddies anymore. That's a foolish thing for children. What's that? Yes, it's a stupid thing that children do.
Oh, I overheard that.
I think we were supposed to overhear that.
I don't think we were, because it was a very rude thing to say to me, and it's breaking my heart.
Yep. Yeah, no, I just have these customers who won't leave.
Oh.
I'd like to end my shift, but I've got a group of freeloaders who can't pay their bill.
Oh, shit.
I guess I'll have to call the sheriff.
There's no sheriff. I could knock down all the buildings in town.
Yes, watch this. I'm the sheriff.
He just smeared shit on his face like a beard.
I'm the sheriff in these parts. Sheriff Spikehand, and I need you fellas to pay your bill.
Whenever he makes up a name, he just looks at his hand.
I'll gladly pay my bill. Let me just go to the local bank and pull out some money.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Wait. Hello, it's me.
Oh, hello.
Spikey the Banker.
Hi, Mr. Banker. Can I go inside the bank? It seems like I can't open this door. It seems like it's almost painted on a big piece of wood.
Please do not touch the door or the building at all. It is very fragile and expensive.
Well, let's go around the back of the building and we can do business back there.
Don't do that either. Stay just in the main street. Right okay. Where you're standing. Do you have a banking function you'd like to complete today?
Oh, well, I thought I wanted to take out some money, but I should go talk to a lawyer. Let me just go across the street here to the lawyer's office.
Oh, God. Hi. Hello. It's me, Pointy Jenkins, the lawyer.
Hi.
Hello, Pointy Jenkins.
I wanted to consult you about taking some money out. Where'd the banker go?
Ah, he probably went back inside the bank. It's a huge, cavernous, three-dimensional building. And he can get lost in there for hours because it's so deep and the walls are so thick. So you need... God damn it! How did you know it was me?
I went to rip off your mustache and I just got a handful of shit.
Yeah, I put shit all over my face. It smells terrible.
That's got to at least get us a discount on our food, right?
All right, fine. The jig is up. The food, just take it. Just who gives a shit? My ring buddy's gone. You won't give me your cat. And you don't want to go on any of the really cool quests I came up with.
Came up with?
Yes, I wrote them all, okay?
Oh.
It's all made up. I just live here in this two-dimensional village I built. Waiting for people to come in and forcing them to hang out with me.
Who did I kill and take that crown from?
I don't know. And I'm, frankly, you should figure it out.
Yeah. You just randomly killed royalty somewhere.
I thought I was writing a wrong. Two writings of a wrong make a right.
Fictions like mine can have a really compelling effect on the human psyche. People read my stuff and they do crazy things.
Yeah. Well, I'm prone to do crazy things regardless, so it's a short walk off a long pier.
And you know what, Stavros? After all is said and done, I appreciate you and your stories. So what I'm going to do, let me just reach in my satchel here. You see this berry?
I thought you were going to pull the cat out. So the berry is sort of a disappointment, but go ahead.
Well, let me finish. This is a new berry, so it's recently been plucked, and I'm going to give you this new berry to heap praise upon your writing.
Put it on the end of my hook there.
Okay.
I mean, my spike.
There you go. Pretty cool, huh? Anybody who comes in here, you can tell them you won that berry for your writing.
Yeah, it's fine. It's
okay, and here, hold on, and there's, let me just grab this pencil, and here's a certificate for a personal pan pizza.
Okay, thank you, I guess.
Pretty good, huh? Keep reading, bud. Keep up the reading and writing.
I feel much better.
Isidore, make him a parent.
What?
Like, that sounded weird. Don't get pregnant. What I mean is make him like a mom or dad or some sort of parental figure. Is that what he needs? Or a friend? Make him a friend. A cat? Make him.
Are you going to transform me into a parental figure?
Wait, John, what was that last thing you said?
No, just say it.
Wait, what I just said?
What was that thing you said?
Don't make it. It'll be all night.
What I just said?
Yeah, you, Chuck, I swear to God, I'm looking right at you.
I said you are going to transform me into a parental figure.
No. Before that, make him... Look, he was raised by books. Well, let me see if I still have this in my bag.
I said short walk off a long pier, but I meant long walk off a short pier.
But that was a... That was a while ago, though. That's not what Arnie's referring to.
That's not the thing?
Why do you think that was the thing that I would be excited about? Look in the bag. You were raised by books. I'm sorry we couldn't pay our bill. Would you please accept this book? It's from another world. The Great Gatsby. Oh, and you know what? Here's the Pride and Prejudice. These are two books from my world. We did a book club a while back.
Austin.
Yeah.
F. Scott Fitzgerald.
I really like The Great Gatsby. The other guys didn't really like it. I still think it's good. It's short, at least. And Pride and Prejudice, we all liked.
What are these stories?
Yeah, if you memorize them, you can tell them to other people and nobody will know what you're talking about. It's fresh material.
Oh, Pride and Prejudice.
Yeah, there's a guy who dies in a pool in that one. Or maybe that was the other one. I can't remember.
These are wonderful. Wonderful, Arnie. Thank you. You can consider your third of the bill
to have been
paid. And you know what, Usador? You're a ring buddy, so we'll call it even.
Well, all I had left was this diamond anyway.
Okay, wish I'd held out a little longer for the diamond.
Wow.
So you had money the whole time.
I don't have currency. I have precious gems.
But Chunt.
Yeah.
Dear, sweet, lovable Chunt.
Uh-huh. Here it comes.
Your bill has not been paid.
No.
A single berry, I'm afraid, will not suffice.
Got it.
The only way to pay me in full is to get your friend Usador to transform me into a father. I really want to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm ready. I've thought about it a lot. And I think having a young person in my life will really... you know, fulfill me in a way that I haven't been fulfilled by creating two-dimensional building backdrops and writing short synopses of things that might happen.
So the way I can repay you for this, I can't even put an adjective in front of it, meal, is by having someone else do magic. Done. Consider it done. Usador, have at.
Eros.
How do I stand?
Toro Kotran Atala Hola Tera Koth Oricho Kotilith.
Do it, make me a dad.
It's been done.
All right, where's the child?
Well, there's a couple outside down the road next to the body of a guy not wearing a crown.
Son, I see them. Oh, and there's a daughter, too. Well... gentlemen, I would love to hang out and chat with you all day, but I don't have time for this Dark Lord business. I'm a family man now.
Wow.
Well, good luck to you, Stavros. And raise your children well, and give them all the love that you ne'er received.
Wait up, kids! Hey, Dad made pizza poppers!
Oh, man. I was gonna cut off his other hand.
He had pizza poppers the whole fucking time?!
Usador, you killed a random dude in front of his kids?
He wasn't random. He had a crown on.
Oh, wait. I just remembered something.
All right.
Using the Wi-Fi through the Dimensional Rift to upload this podcast chronicling our quest to defeat the Dark Lord.
Woo, back on track, baby.
Yes.
Let's get started.
Okay. All right.
You've been listening to the Axios series How It Happened, a thrilling expose of the last days of the Trump administration. And then autoplay rolled right into Hello from the Magic Tavern and you were just too lazy to stop it. Discussion point. Was this a side quest or a 45-minute outtake? Also, a town that turns out to be nothing but badly drawn two-dimensional facades is remarkably on brand. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. Stavros Hook was played by special guest Jared Logan. Check out Stream of Blood, a Twitch channel where Jared Logan plays tabletop role-playing games with some of the funniest, most bloodthirsty entertainers in the universe. Several Magic Tavern folks have been on, including... oh, Arnie. Still, it could be cool. Check out Stream of Blood at twitch.com/streamofblood. Or search Stream of Blood on YouTube. But when you do, be mentally prepared that 80% of those results are going to be pretty upsetting. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Earwolf producer, Kimmy Lucas. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Special assistance provided by Ryan DeGiorgi. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. If you haven't already, make sure to adjust your settings to automatically download new episodes every week. And why stop there? Go to Advanced Settings, and you can arrange to have each new episode deleted without having to listen to the thing. You can also arrange to delete your podcast app and get a weekly reminder to write a letter to a friend or work on a new skill. But who are we kidding? See you next week!